Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is the offseason, but it has been busy for Nebraska. Again, 15 transfer portal additions. This week, Stephon Wynn from Alabama. Yesterday, Marcus Washington from Texas. We're joined now by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning to you. I'm curious, are they done now? Is 15 where they stop? Do we expect more? Where are we at with this right now, Sean?
Well, last night I talked with Taylor Lewis, the junior college defensive lineman out of College of the Canyon.
Juco.
California, originally a Chicago native.
Okay.
That attended the same high school as Jaleel Martin, Kenwood Academy. And he is coming in May 31st for an official visit. So not a transfer, but a Juco. If you're keeping score, you'd have 15. If they got this guy, they'd have 15 transfers, 4 Jucos, and 15 high schools to take the number of added scholarship players, so the 22 roster, to 34, which already they're at 33, which is the most they've ever added in 1 year.
Wow. Okay, Sean Callahan joins us from HuskerOnline.com. I'm going to go through that again for the sake of the listeners. 33 scholarship players added right now since December, right?
Yeah, it's 15 plus 3 plus 15. So 15 transfers, 3 JUCOs, and 15 high schools.
Okay. That is the most since 05 when Callahan added 32.
Correct.
That is an incredible number because Nebraska is counting on a lot of these additions to hit immediately. I want to see what you think of me and Jake's top 5 most important players from the transfer portal that need to hit. Casey Thompson, 1. O'Shawn Mathis, 2. Trey Palmer, 3. Brian Boomsheeney, 4. And Timmy Bleakrode, 5.
Yeah, I think that's a good – I mean, I'd argue Tommy Hill could be pushed up there, too.
Ooh, we have him at 8. We have him at 8.
I mean, he's going to start at corner, and he might be their best corner when it's all said and done.
Well, easy now. I'm a Quentin Newsom fan, Sean.
He is. Big fan over here.
Sean? Sean?
All right. Well, I'm saying he's going to start. But, yeah, there's other – and then, yeah, those other defensive linemen, Stephon Wynn, Devin Drew, there's
– Yep.
Yeah, it is – Anthony Grant, I mean, he's a JUCO, though, but he did play at Florida State at one point in his career.
Point.
So it's like he's kind of like a half transfer. You know, he's D1 guy. I mean, 33 of the 85 scholarship guys today – are going to be newcomers on this roster.
Okay, back to Taylor Lewis. Okay, he's a JUCO transfer, College of the Canyons out there in, Santa something, California?
Santa Clarita,
California. Sean, and they would take him, obviously, right?
Yeah, no, but he is, I talked to him last night, he's leaving for Arkansas today. He was at Oregon State this weekend. He's already used official visits to Washington State back in January. He went to Buffalo real early as an official, way before things got going this spring. So this Nebraska trip would be his 5th and final. And you know, you wonder though, Arkansas, if they really want him, are they going to let him out of Fayetteville? without committing. And it sounded like Oregon State pushed him hard to commit, and he held off to make sure he got his visit to Arkansas in. And then Nebraska lined their visit up. So I think that what it tells me, guys, if they want Taylor Lewis or take him, that they don't have a lot of confidence maybe in the development path of Jalen Weaver and Black and, you know, Masai Newsome, some of these other guys that are on the roster that we never talk about. And it tells you, like, you know, look, we better stock up because we don't really feel good about that younger group right now either.
Sean, as you look at, all these players they've added, I mean, you look at the list we have put out there. I mean, are you expecting from the portal at least 8 starters in this conversation or more new ones?
Yeah, I think 8's a safe number. I mean, I'd have to go through it again, but quarterback, wide receiver, you got one right there. Offensive line, I don't see anybody today, but yeah, then on defense, probably 2 defensive linemen.
Tommy Hill.
You got a corner, you got a kicker, and you got a punter. I might be missing one.
Don't worry about it. I think people get the idea. It's a heavy lean on the portal. It's a heavy lean. Okay, as far as that goes, transfer portal talk. Marcus Washington, receiver from Texas, 2 years of eligibility with a redshirt year remaining. 18 catches, I think, at Texas last year. Where does he fit in the receiver puzzle in your mind?
Well, he's played the most snaps of anybody on this roster a year ago. You know, Omar Manning was in the low 400s, and he played 435, I believe, was his number. So he's played football, and he's played with Casey Thompson a lot of football. So there's 2 things going there. He's a St. Louis guy, where Nebraska has literally been over for like 10 straight years. So they've got kind of another connection now into St. Louis, they think. So there's a couple angles, I think, that helped his cause. I didn't look at him as like a pressing need, but there were some other things that made this happen to get it done. But I think he's going to battle for, you know, time in that top 4. I mean, that's where he probably fits. But, yeah, you wonder, what does that do to Omar Manning? What does that do to Olante Brown, Oliver Martin? I think it's safe to say Trey Palmer is the number 1. But after Trey Palmer, then Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, people forget about him, but he's good. He's proven. He's got numbers. He had much better numbers than – you know, Washington coming in. When you look at what he did in New Mexico State, and they didn't have much in New Mexico State, and he still made plays there and put up numbers. So we forget about Garcia Castaneda too, but Mickey wants competition in that room, and he's added more of it.
Yeah, how do you think Nebraska regarded Marcus Washington? You said you didn't regard him as a necessity necessarily. How do they regard him as a necessity?
I can tell you, I think it was back and forth on this one. And it was interesting that essentially kind of a trainer/scout made the announcement before they did. And so then it took a whole day for it to actually go public another day from the Washington, from himself, to make the announcement. But it wasn't. Exactly. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think there was some healthy discussion, like, let's make sure, where's he going to fit? What are we going to do? Are we going to need him on this roster, et cetera? And, then it became official yesterday. But, yeah, it's a matter of finding, you know, making sure, like, look, we're limited on spots. We want to make sure, are we going to use one of these limited spots on this position?
Joined by Sean Kelly and Husker Online. Sean, regarding Nebraska and the future of the Big Ten, I'm curious, do you believe we're heading towards next year after that, potentially not having divisions anymore in the Big Ten and going to just one conference altogether?
Yeah, I think it's inevitable. That's where it's heading. Everybody's eliminating divisions. I don't know if the SEC will, but ACC and Pac-12 and Mountain West have already done it. The NCAA no longer requires leagues with 12 or more teams to split into 2 divisions. That just came into effect. To me, the goal should be about the playoff. And if they go to 12 teams, the Big Ten wants to put together the best resumes to get 2 or 3 teams in every year. And that's got to be the goal.
Okay.
And it's a financial goal. But like Trev Alberts, I thought he made a good point. If they do this, the schedule should be equitable. And I think it was his politically correct way of saying Nebraska's kind of got the old screw job on the schedules in previous years. I mean, they played Ohio State as a Big Ten West team 6 straight years, and then they married it up with a series against Michigan this year. They were the only team that played both those teams this year. And then they added Michigan State. So Nebraska, because of their draw on television, the network partners really want Nebraska playing those East teams because it draws ratings for the league and which make money. And nobody else in the West really draws like that in those games. So Nebraska gets penalized by having to play more of those games because of the value it brings to the TV deal.
Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, for comparison's sake, for the sake of context, Nebraska played Ohio State six straight years. Wisconsin, during the same period, played Ohio State twice. I mean, that's not equitable. That's...
Well, look at Iowa, and Iowa hasn't played Ohio State in a long time. I mean, I thought I saw something where it was either they haven't been to Columbus or Ohio State hasn't been to Iowa in like a long time, like 8-9 years.
Okay,
they hadn't played at Columbus since 2011. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, if you look at it in terms of equity. Now, one other question: help the listeners, help me. Why does going to one big group of teams, as opposed to divisions, why does that help the Big Ten's playoff chances?
I think it lessens some of the monotony of those matchups and spreads it out more.
Okay.
You get your three rivalry games or whatever they decide to do, and then you kind of spread things out after that. But I think you've got to figure out a way where everybody plays everybody over a four-year period.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sean, always good stuff. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
It's Husker Online's Sean Callahan.
I will tell you something, and I don't think you can do this.
Please? What?
Maybe one of our very intelligent texters can do it. How does it help your chances to get another team in the playoff, which we don't even know where it's going to expand, how much it's going to expand, to go to without to nix the divisions and go with one big group like the Big 12 currently does? How does that help you get another team into the playoff?
Well, like this. I mean, if it has been like it's been, where the West has been weak, right? And you're playing, and those two teams are playing for the conference title.
The loser, which has been for eight straight years, the West division member, is not even a playoff threat. Okay. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Whereas if it was one big group and it was Ohio State beating
Michigan
or Penn State, maybe that team would have a better chance to get in.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have two elite teams playing each other, and I don't know if it'd be called an elimination game for the playoff.
It might not be. If
they
one of
both
those teams
enter rank like in the top five,
right,
a lot, at least if it's a close loss, for sure, it should not affect their chance if it's expanded to 12 teams of that team missing the playoff.
You'd be counting on a two-loss team perhaps getting in.
Yeah, well, with 12 teams making it, that's very possible.
Right.
If it's a 12-team playoff, if it expands to that.
Right. Okay.
It's very unlikely to have 12 teams with one loss or less in that scenario.
Yeah, you're trying to enhance your chances to get more than one team in.
Right.
More than one automatic qualifier, which the champion would be an automatic qualifier, I assume, right? Yes, of course it would be.
There could be a conversation with 12 teams that potentially, I'm not saying this would, but potentially a three-loss team getting in there.
Yeah.
A playoff. If it goes to 12 teams, so yeah. If you have a two-loss team, that a loss in the title game should not affect their chances horribly of making the playoff, as long as they didn't get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah. It looks like that's where we're headed. And I guess I'm fine with it. I like the divisions. I will say that. I like them. I like divisional play. I think Nebraska settled into a nice, you know, when it started off legends versus leaders in 2011, and it wasn't done by geography. That was sort of a mess, I thought. They did, now that lasted till 2014. And in 2014, they made it pretty much a geographical conversation. And then it made sense. And it's made sense to me since 2014, but the East is 8-0. They've won the last eight games in the conference
and
championship.
And most of those games have not been close. Not all, but most of them have not been close.
I guess that's an issue.
It is. It's not. There's no guess. It is an issue. It has been uncompetitive.
It has been uncompetitive.
Non-competitive?
You're fine.
Whatever. Counselor. Words are hard sometimes. Mailbag and Song of the Day are next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.